with all that incidental music to play in it.
Exposure to everyday living means your hair needs washing often, and that can damage your hair. That's why you need a new Agree cream rinse and conditioner. New Agree puts back the healthiness frequent washing and blow drying takes away, leaving your hair shining, bouncing, and beautifully soft. Agree, for tangle-free hair that shines with health, quickly bounces into place, and stays manageable longer. New Agree cream rinse and conditioner.
It's so cool and smooth.
Yeah?
So exciting and inviting.
Go on, go on.
Well, the surface is like glass, so sensual, so fast.
Right, that's it. Let's go. Your place or mine?
You must be joking. The only place I'm going is the Dublin Ice Rink. Do you want to come? It might cool you down.
The Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Barn. Open afternoons and evenings. The fast way to cool down.
Thursday, wrote Mr. Kipling, and three friends called into the bakery at the very hour I baked the first tray of my exceedingly decorative chocolate dainties. We contemplated them together. They remind me, said the first, of the domes on a Russian cathedral. They remind me, said the second, of Oriental turbans. They remind me, said the third, that I'm rather hungry. And with that, he picked up a chocolate dainty and ate it.
Mr. Kipling's chocolate dainties. Made for eating, not discussing.
The mood is just right.
Style, elegance, and it's just beside the Gresham. Watch the night come alive at Rumors.
Your music is Radio Nova.
Just fine. free. Nova 88 FM in stereo.
Roxy Music on Nova 88 FM and stereo in 828 AM. Giving away £6,000 any day now. The same old scene. 5 minutes away from seven. It's that time again. I didn't say anything about that. Over on 88 FM and stereo, Dennis Murray is getting ready to rock and roll the rock program. Here on 828 AM, Dublin Today follows the 7 o'clock news. Guess what? I'm back again at 7:30. They must like me a lot or something. See you at 7:30, leaving you with Michael Sambello, and she's a maniac. But she's good to me.
Stays the night. There's a coconut. Just light, just bright, just clear, just cool. Stag, just right. Stag. Just light, just bright, just clear, just cool. Stag, just right.
Stag, for enjoyment.
Just right.
Head for the go-kart track on the main Airport Road Sentry, where for just £2 you can race a kart over 2 miles and enjoy all the thrills of motor racing. The Sentry Go-Kart Track, main Airport Road Sentry, open in all weathers from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Going back to school? Then give yourself a head start with a Texas Instruments calculator. Texas Instruments have a calculator to suit every stage of education. They have a very wide range, helping you with subjects like geography and physics, as well as maths. And calculators with a facility for logs, factorials, and trigonometry. Texas Instruments calculators are quick, versatile, and accurate, just as you'd expect from the people who invented the microprocessor and microcomputer. From leading stores, Texas Instruments calculators, in a class of their own.
Every Wednesday, it's Ladies Free at Maxine's. Maxine's behind Trinity is Dublin's number one nightclub. Wednesday at Maxine's, girls are free. So, fella, if you want to bop till you drop, see you at Maxine's tonight.
Patrick Howard.
Who has the most exciting autumn fashion collection this season?
Patrick Howard, of course.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good evening. Following a union management meeting in Cork City this afternoon, management at the Ford plant have decided to suspend for 24 hours their decision to shut down production at the factory because of a dispute involving 120 workers. Further, union management talks will be held tomorrow in a bid to achieve a settlement before the deadline of 4:30 in the afternoon. The Derry businessman shot dead at his shop in the Magazine Street area of the city this morning has been named. He was Mr. Willie Young, who was in his 50s and married with a teenage son and daughter. He lived in the Waterside area of the city. It's believed that Mr. Young tackled armed raiders. The telephone in the office of his carpet shop had been ripped from the wall. Mr. Young was found with gunshot wounds to the chest shortly after 11 o'clock this morning. A post-mortem examination was being carried out this evening. The IRA have said that they killed Mr. Young. He had no connection with the security forces. The shooting has been condemned by the DUP, the Alliance Party, and the official unionists. A temporary employment exchange is being set up in Talla, County Dublin today on the Eastern Health Board site on St Dominic's Road. However, contrary to earlier reports, the unit won't be in operation for several weeks. The Locum Fil Gael Senator, Larry McMahon, said today that he welcomed the exchange, which would greatly improve existing facilities for the unemployed and would also alleviate the work of the local Gardaí. Until now, people seeking benefits have been forced to sign on at the local Gardaí station. On the Dublin markets today, oil-related share prices have continued to fall steadily. Our financial experts say this is mainly due to profit-taking on the market. Shares in Atlantic Resources closed at 370 pence, in Arran Energy at 44 pence, in Eglinton at 200 pence, and in Beulah at 21 pence. Also contributing to the decline in share prices is the fact that no further news has been forthcoming recently from the field being drilled off the County Waterford coast. The Irish Farmers Association member, Mr. Frank Masterson, whose resignation was sought by the Association's National Council last night because of his stance on the amendment, is at the moment considering his response to the Council's call. Mr. Masterson was one of a number of IFA members who signed a statement opposing the abortion amendment. He said this afternoon that he was contemplating resigning from the IFA. And if he did decide on this course of action, he'd formally put on record his personal objections to the amendment and why he felt he shouldn't have been treated in this way for publicly expressing a personal opinion. Abroad now, at least 23 schoolchildren were killed when the roof of a high school building collapsed in central Taiwan as heavy rain poured down. Rescuers are still searching for 30 other children believed to be buried under the debris, and officials say that more than 70 other young people were injured, some of them badly. You're listening to the Independent Radio News from Dublin. The time, 3 minutes past seven.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Sybil, and a look at the weather forecast for Dublin. Continuing warm and dry. Winds are northeasterly in direction, light to moderate, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. And the city temperature, currently 18 degrees Celsius, will fall to about 10 degrees later tonight.
Dennis Murray.
On the storm.
It's almost 9 minutes after seven on Supernova 88 FM in stereo, and opening our programme tonight, Annabelle Lamb and her new single, a cover of the old Jim Morrison with the Doors song, Riders on the Storm. And you may remember she released her debut LP a little while ago on A&M, and that was called Once Bitten. Excellent stuff too. On tonight's programme, lots of music from Dublin bands, demo tapes and our competition. She walks by my house every-